Sometimes just understanding the meaning of one word can uncover depths of meaning in many areas of the Torah. In this parsha, we have a good example of that, as the pasuk in Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Vav, tells us that at a certain point, when all the donations that were required for the Mishkan had been properly donated, Moshe has to actually command Klal Yisrael to stop donating and bringing items for construction. And he says, Vayitzav, that they should stop bringing, Vaykalei ha'am mehavi. And the pasuk tells us, and the nation stopped bringing. Rashi says, Vayikalei is lashon minia, is a lashon of withholding, that Klal Yisrael withheld any remaining donations and jewelry, etc., as Moshe commanded them not to. Now the Ksava Kabbal over here points out that the lashon of minia, to withhold, doesn't mean stop. The pasuk could have said that vayifsak ha'am mehavi, that the nation just stopped bringing, but it says they were withheld from bringing. It connotes stopping against one's will, meaning Klal Yisrael were protesting. Moshe was saying, I don't need it anymore. And Klal Yisrael was saying, but we still want to. And this is meduyik that the word is mehavi instead of lehavi, which is also consistent with the phrase in Yirmiyahu for a prison, which is called Beis HaKlu, which is the same words, the Chaf, Lamed, Aleph, a prison, a person's held there against one's will. So the Ksava Kabbalah says, this Rashi is ultimately giving us a shvach, a praise for Klal Yisrael, that they had such chiv of mitzvah, they had such a desire to do the mitzvah, that even after they were told no, they still wanted to. They wanted to serve, they wanted to donate, and they had to be told no and withheld from donating by being commanded, don't give anymore. The Abarbanel notes, we have a similar lashon when Eldad and Medad in Parshas Vaaloscha are improperly prophesying in the Machana. Yehoshua finds out about this, and he wants to stop them. And Yehoshua proclaims, Adoni Moshe Kilaim. Moshe, my master, Kilaim. What does Kilaim over there mean? So again, it means to stop them, like Minia, like the phrase we have in Bereishis, Vayikalei HaGeshem Min HaShamayim, and the rains were withheld from Shamayim. Rashi over there also says that Vayikalei is Lashon Vayimna. We also say in Tehillim, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lo Sichla Rachamecha Mimeni, Hashem, do not withhold your Rachamim from me. Rashi over there also says, Losichla is a lashon losimna, don't withhold. In Parshas Chayisara, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Vav, when Avram is trying to buy Marzah Machpelah from Ephron, the pasuk says Lo yichla mimcha mikvor meisecha. Hashem, Avram says to Ephron, don't withhold and allow us to bury our deceased in this Marzah Machpelah. Rashi over there also says Lo yichla means Lo yimna, don't prevent us. Now, even though over there, the Sizik Chachamim points out that there, lo yichla is not with an aleph, but it has the same meaning. Rashi there in Baaloscha says that Yehoshua was telling Moshe possibly to give Eldad and Medad jobs in the Tzibor, and then the Nevuah would subside itself, because once they're Bitzar, they won't have the Shechina resting with them, which is consistent with the Pshat of Kila'im being a Minia against their will. The second pshat of Rashi is to put them in jail. Again, a Beis HaKalu, which is a jail also, that the Lashon of Vayikalei and Kliya is referring to withholding from someone something against their will. Now, we also have this Lashon on the Shorash of Chaf Lamed Aleph by the concept of Kalayim. And in Parshas Kedoshim, several of the Mefarshim try to analyze why is the word kalayim, which stands for improper mixtures of animals, of plants, why is it called kalayim? So the Ksava Kabbal over there in Parshas Kedoshim, he says the shorash of the word is kila, which means that when you join two things together that are not meant to be combined, they're joined, it's like they're being forced together. You're forcing them. So kalayim is like kliya, like forced. And you're forcing two things that should not be together, you're putting them together. And he actually quotes Yesh Omrim, who said it's from a lashon of Viniya Va'atzira, that when you mix a species with a different species, you're actually limiting one of the species. For example, if you have two foods that are not meant to be cooked together, and you cook them together, one of the foods might not cook as quickly because the other food is there. Similarly, by animals. First of all, if you breed animals that are kalayim, they might not have children, so you're withholding children. Also, this is a Kohen in Kedoshim says that, for example, one of the kalayim in the Torah is not to plow an ox with a donkey. If you plow an ox with a donkey, the donkey will prevent the ox from properly plowing. So it's a mania. You're withholding the kochos of the animal from coming to fruition. In fact, the Tzvor HaMaor, also discussing kalayim in Parsha Kedoshim, says that everything in creation was created lemino in order to bring out the proper kochos of that particular species, of animals, of plants, of people, and there should not be mixing or joining of those kochos. That's why Klal Yisrael was commanded to be an Am Levadad Yeshkon. Our kochos come from our min, from our species, and we're not meant to join with other nations. That would be almost a kalayim of people. Rather, we're meant to have achdus amongst ourselves, which is why Lashon Hara and Sina, they so dissolve the fabric of Klal Yisrael, because we're meant to be a min by ourselves, and any erosion of that gets at the very fabric of who Klal Yisrael is. The Gemara Eruchin and Daf Vav Amud Aleph is discussing something called an Amakal Ya'oriv, which was something in the Beis HaMikdash that was placed on the roof so that ravens or other predatory birds would not land and perch on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi over there in Eruchin Davav gives two pshatim as to why it's called an Amakalya Chaf Lamed Yud Aleph Orev. The first pshat he says is Kalya from the Lashon of to chase away, to be Megarish, and therefore the purpose of these metal pegs was to chase away the ravens. But the second pshat, he says Kalya Orev means a mania to prevent ravens from coming, like the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lo Sichlo Rachamecha Mimeni, don't withhold your rachim from me. We'll just end off with the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Balak. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph on Mabez says, Kol hamirachim al habrios, mirachim alav min hashamayim. Anyone who shows rachim to others, they will show rachim to him from hashamayim. So the Kedushas Levi just says, what's pshat? Because we know the Pasuk in Eicha, in Paragimel Pasuk Chav Bez, tells us, Chas de Hashem, Kilo Kalu. The chesed of Hashem is never ending. So Hashem is always being mashpia, chesed and rachim on us. The fact that sometimes we're lacking, experiencing that chesed, experiencing that rachamim, the prevention is on us. That sometimes our averos, we're not worthy of receiving what Hashem is so desperately trying to give us. It's almost like the mashal of a parent who so desperately wants to give a child a present, but because the child has acted out and misbehaved, the parent can't get himself or herself to give the child that present, even though he wants to, because ultimately it just teaches a bad lesson and the child's not deserving. So that's what we mean in Tehillim when we say, Ata Hashem, lo sichlo rachamecha mimenu. We daven to Hashem, lo sichlo rachamecha mimenu. We daven that the menia, that the withholding, the reason why the chesed and the racham are being withheld, we daven it's not because of mimenu. It's not because of us. Meaning we hope we're not in a scenario where the chesed and the racham are waiting for us and our averus are preventing it. That's why the pasuk continues and says, Ki chaschastecha v'amitcha tabi yitzrunu. Because we know Hashem, you're renewing your chesed with us every second. So it can't be that you're not giving us chesed. As the Gemara darshans, kol neshama tahalalka al kol neshima v'neshima. Each and every breath of Kodesh Baruch Hu, every single second, is giving us chesed. And therefore, kol merachim al habrios, if we show Hashem that we are having rachim on others, we're roi, we're worthy of having chesed bestowed upon us as well. Merachim alav min Hashemayim, Hashem will simply pull away the mania. And of course, He'll allow the wellspring of chesed and rachim that He always wanted to give us to come to fruition. So this is really, you see this lashon of kalya, of withholding, plays its way through our parsha, through Kalayim, through Yeshua and Moshe and Mirachamim and Losicha Rachamechim, many. We have this word, and now hopefully we have a better understanding of many areas in the Torah.